A very good evening on behalf of Teach 613. We welcome you to Take 10 for Talmud. Ksuba Sayin Gimel, Ksuba 73b, pagination 146, counting into the wide lines, about 10 lines in the middle of the line, Kidsha B'Taus. Very fundamental Gemara, and we'll see practical application. Let's begin. Kidsha B'Taus. If a man made a mistake during the Kiddushin when he tried to marry a woman, upachas mishave pruta, he used less than a shave pruta, the minimal value, to effect a Kiddushin. He used less than that. V'chein katan shekidesh, as well as a child that did Kiddushin. He's under the age of bar mitzvah. And the pasuk says, "Ki yikach ish isha," when a man will take a woman, has to be an adult, not a child, and therefore his kiddushin does not take effect. Says the brayso, "Afal pi sheshalach savlonus la'achem mikan," even though he sends presents afterwards, "Eino mikudeshes," it's not a good kiddushin. So let's appreciate what's going on over here. The original Kiddushin was not a good Kiddushin because it didn't have enough value or because he was too young. But afterwards, he sent her plenty of gifts that would have met the requisite amount for Kiddushin. It's not a good Kiddushin. Shemachmas Kiddushim Harishonim Shalach. Because he's sending all of these extra gifts, hinging them on the original Kiddushin. And if the original Kiddushin isn't good, then the additional presents do not change anything. V'imbo'alo kano. But if he had relations, then he would have a Kiddushin. Rabbi Shimon ben Yehuda mishum Rabbi Yishmael omar imbo'alo lo kano. But the second opinion is that even with relations, nothing changes. Even relations are based on the original Kiddushin. If it turns out the original Kiddushin is not good, then he's still relying on that, and they are not married. Let's skip about four lines in the middle of a line. B'maikom efligi, what's the machlokas here based on? Mar Savar, one opinion holds. Adam Yodeya, a person knows, she'en Kiddushin topsin b'pachas mishave pruta. He realizes that you can't make Kiddushin with less than the minimal value of a pruta. V'gomar uba al-shem Kiddushin, and therefore when he had relations, he was doing it for the purpose of Kiddushin. Because he needed a new kinyan, and he knew that. Umar Savar, but the other opinion holds, ein adam yodeya she'en Kiddushin topsin b'pachas mishave pruta. A person doesn't realize that the Kiddushin did not take effect. V'chika bo'al, and therefore all the relations that followed were adaited the Kiddushin arishonim bo'al, all based on the original Kiddushin, and nothing changed because he did multiple acts. So again, we're dealing with an original Kiddushin that was not good. In addition to that original Kiddushin, we considered the possibility of gifts, and we said that the gifts are with the assumption that the original Kiddushin was good, and the gifts were not intended as a Kiddushin of their own. And then we moved on to the possibility that relations could be the Kiddushin. And we said, if he realizes that Kiddushin is not affected by Pachas Mishava Pruta, less than the value of a Pruta, then I hear where you're coming from. He'll have intent by the relations to make the Kiddushin, and they will be married. But if the person does not realize that the original Kiddushin wasn't good, he doesn't realize that Pachas Mishaver Pruta, less than a Shaver Pruta, cannot do a Kiddushin, then he's simply going his merry way, and they're living together, but there is no intent to make a Kiddushin, and therefore it could be, they could be together for many years, and there's still no Kiddushin. This Gemara, which is discussing second chance on Kiddushin, is particularly relevant in a very intriguing and practical case. the case, lo aleinu, of mamzerus, shaila. Cases that a woman gets married to a man, and they live together for as long as whatever, and they break up. Now, when they break up, they are definitely supposed to get a religious divorce, a get. What happens if she did not obtain a get? They only did a civil divorce. And then she goes ahead and gets married to a new man, different person, and they're living together, they have children, and eventually those children want to get married and they want to know their status. What's the problem? The problem is that their mother was previously married and she never obtained a religious divorce, never obtained a get. So even though she changed her last name, perhaps, with the new marriage, but she really is still married to the first man, and without a divorce from him, she's the equivalent of a married woman acting immorally, going with a man that's not her husband. That's a very serious situation, and that second union would produce mamzerim, both boys and girls, children with a stigma that cannot easily marry in the Jewish people. So such questions came to Reb Moshe Feinstein on, unfortunately, numerous occasions. And one particular case, which is discussed in Evan Ezer, Volume 3, Chapter 25, is a case where the woman in her first marriage was married by a Reform clergyman, and following the breakup of that marriage, she did not obtain a get and started living with what she thought was her second husband. And Reb Moshe, in a very intriguing approach, explained that in many cases, one can invalidate the original Kiddushin because it was not done in the way that Kiddushin is supposed to be done. And this would actually benefit the affected people, because if the original Kiddushin was not valid, then she's not a married woman who's acting immorally. She was going with the first husband, and then she split, and she went with the second husband. In both cases, the word husband is really a misnomer. She was going with a man, split, and then went with a different man. And the children would not be stigmatized if she's not a married woman. How do you do the logic? So, number one, very often by these ceremonies, what is asked of the bride and groom is, would you like to marry so-and-so? And then they exchange rings. And Reb Moshe says that after quizzing and checking and investigation, very often there's no actual verbalization that they're going to do Kiddushin or intent for Kiddushin. It's a little bit like my saying to you, I would like to invite you for Shabbos. And you could well say to me, well then, invite me. You haven't invited me yet by just saying I want to invite you. Now, by invitations, that may be the way people in this country talk, but by Kiddushin, you may actually require true articulation of what it is that you're doing and intend for Kiddushin. Also, in many cases, there are no kosher witnesses. To be a kosher witness, very simply, a person has to be a Shomer Shabbos, Sabbath observant. And a number of these types of topics were things that Reb Moshe addressed in dealing with the question. And in some cases, significant number of cases, he recommended that should be a get. But if children were already born from the second man, Reb Moshe would often rule that the first marriage, after researching it properly, was not a marriage, and therefore the children from the second man are not stigmatized. The question, of course, is, though, that we remain with an additional topic that has to be addressed, which is all the relations that happened over the years of what we thought was the first marriage. Why don't they produce a kinyan in and of themselves? And Reb Moshe refers us to this very Gemara, Ksubas Ayin Gimel, where you see that if a person thinks that the first Kiddushin is a good Kiddushin, then he does not intend his acts that follow to be acts of Kiddushin. And even though they would have been eligible to be Kiddushin, but he doesn't intend it as such because he thinks that the original Kiddushin was good. And we see that clearly in our Gemara. If the person thinks that his original gift to her was good Kiddushin, then all the gifts that follow, even though they are truly of proper value, are not going to do the Kiddushin if the original act didn't. If the original act was less than a Shava Pruta, then the future acts aren't going to change anything because he doesn't have that intent. And even if he has relations with her, which is eligible to be a Kiddushin, but the Gemara says, well, it all depends what he thinks. If we assume that he thinks that Pachas Mishava Pruta, he knows, does not make the Kiddushin, then the Bia that follows is going to make Kiddushin. But if he doesn't know that it doesn't make Kiddushin, then the Bia that follows has no intent to make Kiddushin because he thinks everything's already good. And so we see from our Gemara that even though they lived together 5, 10, 20 years, and they had relations numerous times, and the fact that they were living together as husband and wife was known to the Jewish community, nevertheless, if a person truly thinks that the original Kiddushin was the Kiddushin, then even though he does acts that are eligible to be Kiddushin, they do not create Kiddushin. And that's exactly what's happening over here. The person who was married in a religious ceremony truly thinks that he's married and therefore does not intend for the additional acts to be acts of Kiddushin. Yashar Koach, thank you for joining.